you keep holding his hand, so why wouldn't he be?
I love to hold Ryan's hand. Ryan is...
He got the biggest fingers, man.
Ryan, thank you.
It's so crazy. When you were touching my hands, I just caught one over the top. I mean, you're just looking over the top.
You guys seen that picture of the gorilla with no melanin in its fingertips?
Yes. Yeah.
Dude, every episode's just going to be the guest being like, Kyler, your fingers are so big.
Massive hands.
That's crazy. I think your ring size and my belt size are the same. 32?
What in tarnation?
And you can find me on the road. I've got shows coming up this week. August 21st, Fort Collins, Colorado, almost sold out. August 22nd, the Denver Improv, also almost sold out. And then September 1st through 8th, I'm going to be out in California. I have shows September 1st, San Jose Improv, September 4th, the Ontario Improv, September 3rd, we actually just added, I don't even have a ticket link for it yet, but it should be up by the time this episode airs, September 3rd, the Lab at the Hollywood Improv, so we're doing a show in actual Los Angeles, September 5th, Irvine, California, and September 8th. San Diego, California at Mic Drop Comedy. So I've got shows all the way through December. I'm fucking all sorts of tickets on my calendar. So go check those out at ajwilkerson.com.
That one guy, he's a bull rider. He bought the bull that made him retire. J.D. Mooney?
Just so he could slaughter it?
No, he kept it. That animal, dude. Everybody, he walks out and he bitch slaps and he's like, you ruined me. Yeah.
He was like... he said he paid a lot of money for it. Have you guys ever heard of that guy, J.D. Mooney?
No, Mooney sounds familiar, but the story doesn't.
He's a badass. Yeah. Maybe J.D. something
that,
else.
He treats that bull the way Jesse Plemons treated Jesse in fucking Breaking Bad.
He just doesn't feed it.
Keeps it in a cage, fucks it up.
He's like, hey, I'm having a hard time paying my mortgage.
I'm glad you had up at the end of the box.
I mean, we don't know what he does.
No, that guy's a badass, though. He's cool. You check him out.
All right.
You bought that cow.
You brought up emus earlier. About the
emus.
I got chased by one of those when I was a kid.
And you got away?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those things are quick.
They
zigzag.
Fast.
Zigzag.
I didn't know. I was like, I think that's 12.
Juke moves. Does it work with emus too?
I wasn't juking. I was doing this.
I don't run.
emus, like land speed is like 35 miles an hour.
Well, we were lucky because we used to cut across this dude's property to get to like the woods and play in the woods. And so the emu's like at the bottom corner and we're at the top corner and we're just trotting along. And then all of a sudden I look and I just see it full speed. Just
charging you guys. Charging.
I was like... Right.
Yeah. And see, you're 12, so you don't know the whole thing with emus, where if you like turn and put your hand up in their face, they'll fucking stop.
No, I didn't know that.
I'm 32 and I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
That today.
I would think if an emu's coming at me, I'm not around. We're gonna have to fight.
They'll only charge you if you're not like directly facing you. If you're not directly facing them, they like attack from the side and the rear. So if you face an emu and make yourself big, they'll be like, oh, shit.
Oh, you're making yourself big. You're not going, like, stop.
No, well, you are, stop. Though. You are, though, and it works.
Okay.
You are, though, and it works. You just go, ha, and they go, what the fuck, dude?
Emus are like ostriches, right?
Yeah, they're scary. Okay. They're very terrifying animals.
Except emus are like the more aggressive ones where they'll like charge at you and an ostrich will run away and bury its head in the sand.
I think one of them's bigger than the other two.
I think you're right, but I can't remember which one.
I think emus are the bigger ones than ostriches.
It's a 50-50 chance. You know what you're saying? You get that wrong, you're like, eh. how'd you get away from the emu?
We ran our asses off and got to the fence, and climbed over, and just as we, and I didn't even like climb down, I just fell off the top of the fence and like did that little backwards motion.
That big old long neck.
Yeah, and he was right at the fence and he just stared at us like this with his big eyes and then took the biggest shit I've ever seen. Just the biggest.
Does it look like bird shit? Like white?
No,
like,
it looks like a cow patty.
Really?
That's what it looked like. I don't know if that's accurate, but that's what it looked like.
That is
to
a
me.
Livestock bird.
Yeah.
They'd be shitting for real.
That dude, he shit.
They'd be shitting for real.
How much you know about emus?
I don't know much about emus, but I tell you about shitting. I tell you a thing or two about pooping, brother, man. I'm a connoisseur of it.
Connoisseur of crap?
I poop 2-3 times a day.
That's not good.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
not crazy. I poop about 2-3 times a day.
That
sounds
healthy.
Yeah.
Good, nice poops. It's a healthy, they're great.
Are you taking your time in there?
I'm a bidet guy. Yeah, I take my time. It's a relaxing time.
You seem like a dainty pooper.
No, dude, I dropped a log this morning, but I don't know if we want to get into that.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot.
What's like, dainty?
No, no, no. Dainty.
Little
meaning,
baby poops?
Dainty. No, no, meaning gentle. Like you sit there with your phone and gentle. Yeah, gentle. You're not bearing down. No. You seem like a gentle.
That's
pooper.
Why bidets are great because what they do is they can really help the easement of it coming out. You know?
So you go bidet.
I'm a pre and post bidet kind of guy. Okay. I use a bidet to get it to start the engine.
So you like bitty poop bitty. I see.
You're just giving yourself an enema to shit.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
What's your water bill look like?
Not that bad.
Okay.
Not that bad.
I mean, he still doesn't wash his hands. So it's the same.
He also uses the bidet for that. He just turned over.
Washes his hands after he gets a little drink.
We have little night cups that we use it. No, I'm just
little daisy cup, so like a little paper dispenser.
Oh, you're done brushing your teeth? Fucking.
That would just brush your teeth. Just.
That's one of those flossers. You got
like a water pick. Yeah. You use like a water pick.
Dude, that would make your breath smell so bad, I think. Because your bidet has to have poopy bits by it, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's got to be.
You'd think so, but no.
There's poopy bits in the toilet, dude.
There's
not with a bidet.
That's in the general vicinity. I mean, the bidet is under the toilet seat. It's like if I farted in a closet and put you in there, you'd be around my particles.
No. The difference is, it's like if you farted in a shower and put me in there. The water, like, it's bad at first, but the water pushes, like, catches all the particles and pushes them down, so you're not breathing them in for as long.
The water only touches my butthole. Sometimes the back of my nuts, and I hate that. When your nuts get wet from a bidet, worst part. There needs to be some sort of thing to relieve that.
That's kind of, that was my thought, is like, it's kind of like a tile saw. Do you know what I mean? Like how you have water running on a tile saw to keep all the particles like trapped in the liquid and down not flying around as much. I would think with the bidet in the toilet, it would be trapping all the poo particles in the water and then getting rid of it with the water, so there would be less poo particles in the toilet. This is getting way too scientific for a podcast with retards.
I'm so, wait, luckily we have a smart person here.
Certified smart person.
I think in theory, what you're saying makes sense in theory, but brother, no. No, it's not.
I thought we were
around
on the same page.
In theory.
Trying to convince Kyler to use his bidet to brush his teeth.
In theory, twice in a sentence lets you know that someone is like, hey, brother.
Hey, this is bullshit. This is
that's a verbal way to do this. Yeah, you went, in theory. Well, you're saying is good in theory. It's like a.
It's very gentle. There. It's gentle.
That's a verbal one of those.
It's like a bless your heart.
Yeah, it's a verbal bless your heart.
You're trying, man. I see you're trying. And I respect it.
It's a good effort.
But no.
Good effort.
Yeah. You bidet guy?
That's not how that works.
No. No. I've used him and I'm down with him. I just never have made the investment in my own home, you know?
I had one at my old place in Minneapolis, but it was broken. So it was like a fire hydrant. Like it was like. And I tried it once and it was a rough experience.
I got a super fancy hotel in Las Vegas that had one. And it was nice. But I also had a super fancy hotel in Portland one time that had one. And it was not nice. Because the controls were all wonky. What's and that? It was like, it said like heated, like. like heated water, and it said that you could like set the temperature, but the temperature thing wouldn't change, and so it was just freezing cold. And that's not
pleasant.
No. No, I'd probably be down to dabble in the cold water.
Do cold water plunge with your butthole?
That'd be
just cold water shoot you right in the back of your nutsack every time you're trying to take a dude.
I mean, talk about it.
Just like ice cold, because we're talking about like Portland in like January.
Just freezing just water.
Freezing
like water. A water gun, yeah. Coming like straight to your ass.
Literally so cold, I was on the third floor and there was a note on my hotel door that said pipes may freeze, so please leave your faucets on drip tonight. Cold fucking water, just... Yeah, just 2 a.m. taking a shit and then just getting blasted into the back of your nuts by a super soaker filled with ice water, dude.
Mr. Freeze, dude.
Yeah.
Is yours
sub-zero?
Yours is heated, though?
No, no, no. Mine's very base level. I've used a heated one before, and I don't prefer the warm water because then it just feels like someone's peeing in my butt.
But doesn't that make you want to poop more?
No.
Doesn't that like speed up that process?
It kind of like gets me in my head about it. You know, I'm like, what? If I like this, then would I like someone peeing in my butt? And I don't like to think those things. So I would just stick with the room temp or cold water.
Why are you afraid to be into things?
I just don't.
Just if you like it, you like it.
Yeah, you know? You're okay. In the bathroom alone. Who cares if you go hard, right. Dude? Who cares?
Imagine getting freaked up. Oh my God, dude.
Discovering a new kink.
Discovering a new kink is a real thing. What's your kink?
This conversation. I'm super into it, Big Dog.
I'm bricked up.
You keep holding his hand, so why wouldn't he be?
I love to hold Ryan's hand. Ryan is...
You got the biggest fingers, man.
Ryan,
it's so crazy. When you were touching my hand, I just caught one over the top. I mean, you just looking over the top.
You guys seen that picture of the gorilla with no melanin in its fingertips?
Yes. Yeah.
Dude, every episode's just going to be the guest being like, Kyler, your fingers are so big.
Massive hands.
That's crazy. I think your ring size and my belt size are the same. 32?
Oh, well, that's great.
Half that, though. His ring size 15, so that's still...
Boom. Counts.
Wait, seriously? Okay. Ring size 15?
Yeah, it was...
Do you have to buy rings the way basketball players have to buy Jordans?
The only rings...
Is there a catalog or something? Like an East Bay or like a...
So, before they were cool, I used to have a bunch of stainless steel, like, biker rings that I had. And I could only get them from a leather store in Smyrna, Tennessee, because they are the only place that went up to 14, 15, and 16. And those are what I needed.
Nice. So just a leather store in Smyrna. There's like somewhere nearby, there's like a village of retired bikers. It's like all of these guys have fucking fat knuckles and arthritis.
He's the only guy I know that had the big rings. And you'd go in there and get some cool ones, man. It's such cool. I had one. It was a V8 engine.
Oh, that's sick.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Little ring.
That's a cool
ring. I love biker rings. They're so cool.
Yeah.
Great. Why are you doing rings anymore?
I went through that phase. I mean, like I said, I was on that before it was as popular. So when I did it, I was called gay. But now it's pretty cool to be that. So.
Well, it's because you had fucking two fucking giant knuckles full of biker rings wearing dog t-shirts.
Walking around like an infinite gauntlet.
Yeah,
well. Like literally fucking a mitt like Thanos. Do this for the camera.
My fist isn't that big. My hand is big, but my fist is very dainty. Mm-hmm. See?
It's not your fist. Your fist is not dainty. Your wrist is dainty by comparison to your fist.
You got weak wrist and weak ankles. Mm. Fat man's curse. That's what they call that, the fat man's curse.
That's what it is?
That's the fat man's curse. Being fat.
Yeah,
should
it's
be.
Not breathing like an English bulldog. It's yeah. The...
That's why I hate Frenchies. Those poor dogs.
Why,
man,
do you sound like me?
Those poor dogs. These people breed these dogs that have sleep apnea. That's not cool, man.
It really is. There's so many dogs out there that you could get.
That are cool. Get a corgi. You want a French bull? Get a corgi. A corgi is a French bulldog that with a snout that comes out, I think. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's scientific.
Don't corgis have issues with their joints and stuff?
Maybe, but they can breathe.
Yeah, I saw an old corgi once. I mean, like, no old dog makes me happy, but...
Dude, my girlfriend has two geriatric dogs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Diapers?
She literally just ordered them diapers.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Take that thing out of the game, man. You know, I got love for all animals.
Talk
but
to his neighbor. He'll take care of it. Take
old neighbor. Take that thing. My new neighbor made cookies. Is she because she cooks the dinners? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
But you
yeah
made the connection mm-hmm before.
Kaboom, kaboom.
And it was, yeah.
We're getting there. We're getting it all figured out, man.
Give me a dry bar special.
You should.
It's perfect. And that one of her dogs is blind, deaf, and has dementia.
Okay. Whoa. How do you know a dog has dementia?
Because she doesn't know where she's at.
She literally doesn't know where she's
your
at.
Name.
And you'll
blind
catch her
and deaf.
You'll catch her walking in a circle. You'll catch her just walking in a circle and being like, "What the fuck?"
She has sunbounders.
She literally sunbounds.
What sun?
When it gets dark outside, she no longer knows what's going on.
Yeah. People with
like kind of like people
suffer
with Alzheimer's, like as yeah it gets later.
That's a thing
in the day
with them.
Yeah, sundowners.
Yes. Oh, that's terrifying.
Their brain starts.
They can
stops
be like
working
lucid during the yeah day, but then at night they get more panicky and paranoid and unaware of their surroundings. And yeah,
that's why a lot of old people like silver alerts happen towards the evening hours.
Interesting.
Yeah, they panic and bolt.
Yeah.
I had a friend whose grandpa had dementia, and he would make inventions, but they weren't really anything. He would just, like, duct tape batteries to, like, sticks.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What was the use case
for? Those were absolutely inventions. You just didn't have any imagination.
I didn't know what they did. You never tell what they did.
That battery duct tape to that stick is obviously an automatic wand. Dude, that's an automatic wand.
He had a drawer after he passed away. We were going through his stuff. He had a drawer that was just filled with, like, you know, it was like a screw tied to a hammer with, like, a bunch of rope. Like, just a bunch of crazy.
A screw, not a screwdriver.
No, a screw. Like.
You mean a home defense weapon?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was.
You mean an ice pick?
He was Tesla, for sure. He was getting creative. He's going to figure something out. That scares me, though. Dementia, you know?
That's terrifying.
They say that this causes it.
They what? Say autism. Autism has a high relation to dementia.
Also, brain injuries.
Yeah. Well, looks like we're fucked. Ryan, hey, man.
I'm doing fine.
You're going to be great.
I'll take it.
Yeah, remember us. Yeah,
you're going to be the old guy at the senior homes with the loofahs that identify what kind of sex you like to have. You seen those?
The swinger?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
In Florida, they use loofahs on their car to show.
So it's swingers. Yeah. It's to show they're part of the lifestyle. Like
I thought it was a pineapple, not a.
Pineapples are also a symbol.
Upside down pineapples are like a universal symbol, but in this specific community, it's an old person community, they use different colors to show like their full swap, half swap, want to watch, open to everything. They have different colors.
Yeah. Like swingers and my husband is bi kind of thing. So yeah. Like that, like they'll symbolize that with different colored loofahs attached to their car antennas. So yeah, like when you, if you're a swinger and you see another like somebody pulling into Publix and they've got like a blue and like a white loofah, you might be like, "Ooh, hold up, let me see."
Okay, we're gonna talk to them at the Pringles.
We're talking shower loofahs.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But they either put them on their like antennas or like I saw one where like he had like a little PVC elbow and it's going up and you put on that. It just, you know, you could see it.
That's convenient.
You could. It is convenient. Let you know.
I reversed the order of operations.
I watched you do that. I thought you were gonna catch your hat on fire.
What did I miss?
He hit the bong.
I was gonna hit it, then pull this off and put this on the bowl to
keep it green.
To keep it green. But I put it on the bowl while it was still on here. So then I was just pulling.
Yeah, look how filled up that is.
Okay. Cut off all the air.
You still have a lot in there.
You believe like that?
Yeah. You're going to be really high.
I need Ryan, you should probably hit this thing.
That is exactly what my girlfriend's dog looks like.
Oh, this one? That's Orville right there.
That's Orville right there.
That's a Pookie.
That little fucking guy.
My best friend has the dog up front. What's,
That's...
That, yeah.
We were the English
that's the one we
terrier,
were talking about.
Yeah,
bull terrier.
We did
think of it.
Huh?
That's kind of what Layla looks like.
I love
like.
Him, yeah.
Because he's a good dog.
Layla kind of looks like that, but she got the longer dog body.
We're talking about how hideous those dogs are.
No, he's the cutest.
Really?
Yeah, he's not fully.
Nah, they look deformed.
She has one that's white that looks like that. The other one is like brown, spotted brown. He's so cute.
That's the Target
and
dog, isn't it?
And he has like little eyebrows.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah,
that's
he's cute. Adorable.
Orville?
No, my friend's bull terrier.
Oh, nice, nice. Oh, if he's dog, like colored in eyebrows, way more adorable. That's what I was saying about that dog. That dog just, it normally looks like their eyebrows and hair have been burned off. Like they're missing it and it makes them look weird. Yeah. But if he's got, if his color is spotted so it looks like he has eyebrows, that's a way more normal looking dog.
What's he
yeah,
like,
look at him.
Oh, you got a picture.
Oh, yeah, that, okay. So that dog, but with spots, way more normal looking than
the white. But she also has the white one, too.
Yeah.
See? That dog. Oh, yeah.
That looks like an injured leg under a blanket.
Dude, it looks like when they do, like dogs in zombie movies.
Like, skinny.
You know what I mean? Or, like hellhound.
A dog Halloween decoration.
People teach those dogs how to hunt for, like big rats and, like,
bull terriers?
They're
smart.
They look like they were bred to dig animals out of holes. Like, that's why they got that anteater snout.
People teach them to do that. And you can look up videos of, like, them doing it, and it's fucking like, whoa, shit.
We should get one for that gopher in the backyard.
You're really aggressive. No,
let him hang.
I know. He's our buddy now.
A Marcus. Marmus. What do you call him?
Marmus.
A marmot.
Well, there's a marmot, marmoset.
What's a marmoset?
A monkey.
Oh, is that the one that like steals your shit?
I think.
I think that's gibbons.
Woo! Yes, it is.
You went there. I didn't.
Oh, wow!
I did. Okay, we're just making assumptions now. What are we doing?
I was talking about those white monkeys with the red snouts and was that India?
Oh my God. You didn't say it, but that's one of those you say it best when you say nothing at all.
That was a real question.
We'll be back after these messages. No.
No, I think they're the little monkeys with furry ears, marmosets. They have like furry ears. They look kind of weird when they get full grown. They're cute as babies, but then they get full grown. They're like, what the fuck is that?
Huh.
I think that's what a marmoset is. I could be wrong.
Well, we're guessing.
What other animals do you know that start with M?
It's tough.
Moose.
There's got to be a bird that starts
mouse.
With M, right? Mouse, there we go. Wow, you're
moose, mouse, mice. Well, mice. It's kind of the same thing.
Hey, you can't just go plural.
Are we going,
you can't just
are we
go
going Brian Regan right now? Or are we going moosing, dude? You guys don't remember that?
I don't
that's
know.
Good. That. No, it's a good bit. That was
I
a good
love
version
that
of it
bit.
Too.
You don't know the Brian Regan
I'm
bit?
I'm not familiar.
I don't know the. I don't
you know
it.
Brian Regan?
Yeah.
Okay. It's one of his old bits from like his. Fuck, what album is that?
Oh, I don't even remember.
Oh, he's talking about being like a dumb kid.
I know what he's talking about.
You're fucking. Yeah. You're lying.
He doesn't know. I do know what he's talking about.
No, he's talking about being like a dumb kid and like his teacher would make fun of him because he like wouldn't know like when they were trying like learning the plurals of words and things like that. It's like the plural of something is something else and whatever. And then she's like, Brian, what's the plural of moose? And then he just copied the previous example and ended it with the E-N. So he's like, moosin'. And she's like, you're an idiot, Brian.
Moosin'.
Yeah.
No, I'm not familiar with that bit. Brian Regan, I check out that bit,
I know Brian Regan. I'm not familiar with that bit. Yeah, I'll have to look it up. Oh, report back.
A great bit. Shout out Brian Regan. Fucking
friend of the pod.
The great.
Shout out
not friend of the pod. I wish he was a friend of the pod. Brian Regan, I fucking love and respect you so much. I'm sorry I used the F word. I know you're known for not doing that. But love and respect Brian Regan so much. One of the greats to me.
Brian Regan, I met you once. Do you remember it? He's going to get back to me about that. I met him once.
Ooh, where'd you meet him?
Years ago. Well, I went to one of his shows in Spokane.
Oh, nice.
And so my, friend of a friend. I mean, this is before I was doing comedy. I was probably 16 at this point. But yeah, my dad is a comic in Spokane, and he knew the guy that was opening.
Wait,
that's
wild.
Wait a second.
You're a legacy?
I am.
Second generation. How long has your dad been doing stand-up?
He started doing stand-up in like the mid to late 80s. So he's been in it for a while.
Okay.
Does he still do it?
kind of. What happened was he was like a regional comic. Like he's he started doing comedy in the 80s when comedy is a very different thing, and he never got into it to be like great at comedy. He just got into the party and get attention and you know all that stuff. And
oh, your dad's an open micer. No, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. No. He was like a regional dude, so he'll do a gig if he gets it every once in a while. But he was super into the old club in town, and then that club shut down. Spokane Comedy Club opened, and so once that happened, he's like, I'm good. I don't know the guy that runs it anymore, so I'm good.
Damn. Yeah.
But it is fun.
When did you start doing comedy?
I started comedy in 2013. So yeah, it's been Spokane? About 10 years. Yeah.
Spokane. What'd your dad say?
He goes, all right, let's do it. Like he was, I had dropped out of college and I was living with him for a minute and he was going to an open mic and I'm like, all right, I'll come along. And then I just wrote 4 minutes and then
here we are.
Dry bar special. Very proud. Yes. It's dry Shambles. Bar. Shambles on dry bar on dry bar's YouTube.
Also shout out your social media. Let's not forget to do that.
Yeah,
we
still
have. Oh, yeah, we have to.
Should I do it now or no? Stay tuned, and I'm going to plug where you can find me on social media. Yeah.
Actually, you just do it now, too. We'll
Ryan _McComb on all social media. Come find me. Hit me up. What is that? Motion?
No, it's a hand sanitizer.
No, it's not. It's Ryan _McComb. Come follow me. Come follow my dad, too. He posts clips twice a week.
That's so sick.
That's awesome. I love it was like, take your son to work day, and then you're like, hey, I want to do this.
Yeah, and then it was good. He taught me a lot, like, at the beginning about just, like, how to behave yourself, essentially. Like, basic stuff, like, no shorts on stage.
I don't wear shorts on stage.
I'm trying to wear some shorts on stage.
I wear shorts at an open mic, no matter what. I don't give a fuck. But if I'm doing a club or like I'm doing an important show, I won't wear shorts.
Say if people paid to be there, I'll dress
up. I can't wear shorts because I wear a hat. And I know that's also, apparently having a beard is, you know, in the same category as wearing shorts, wearing a hat on stage in the same category.
Having a beard is a lot older. That comes from the time when like everybody wore suits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Dude, that should be a thing again, is people wearing suits on
stage.
Dude,
I'd rock a suit.
So I'm trying to wear a suit with shorts.
That'd be sick.
So I like the Dixon shirts that I wear.
Yeah.
I was just in Phoenix and visited Dixon at their headquarters. Shout out Dixon Flannel Company. But I was like, first of all, I need 5-inch shorts, like 5-inch inseam. I need some shorter shorts. I need to show these knees.
Yeah.
Dude, these knees.
They're good knees.
Good knees, good quads. Dude, the bottom half of my quads, very hot. Fucking.
Yeah, look at that leg.
Look at how tan that knee is.
It's a tan knee. That knee has never been knelt on. I'll tell you that.
Knee has never knelt for into the national anthem. I'll tell you that. I'm trying to convince them to make like shorts that match short sleeve shirts.
Oh, like a romper shirts, type thing.
Almost like a romper type thing, but make it like a matching.
Mm. Like a suit, like a tuxedo shorts romper.
I have a question. Did they invite you to their headquarters like asking for like requests? Or you just showed up and you're just like, here's what I need. I need this. I need that.
So they invited me. Actually, when I posted the Phoenix date, Chris, their CFO, texted me and said, hey, you're going to come by headquarters while you're here, right? And I was like, fuck yeah, I am.
He just went and knocked on the door.
But
I need these shorts.
Well, the way our relationship first started, my boy Jake introduced me to the Dixon Flannels. Because they would do, like, these horror-themed drops, and they would do, like, these collab drops and stuff. They had, like, every October, they do, like, a Friday the 13th flannel. They do, like, a Freddy Krueger. Like, all these different, like, horror-themed flannels and stuff. And then I got into some of their other flannels because of the colors. Like, I bought my first 3 Dixon flannels, and they're, like, wrinkle-proof. they have like a little thing on the inside of like the bottom corner, like an eyeglass wipe and like sunglass wipe, like cloth built into them.
That's pretty sure.
Yeah. All like they have cool.
That's high tech right there.
Yeah, it's like cool shit.
They feel really nice.
And they feel really nice. Yeah. And because I'm a textures guy, I was like, fuck, I want all of these. Like I'm when I find something I really like, I buy multiples of them.
Oh yeah.
Also, I'll hey, and they have big guy sizes.
And that's an important they thing. Big guy sizes is important.
They made they've done flannel collabs with Jelly Roll.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, they've done flannel collabs with Jelly Roll.
So that's all I needed.
I got my first couple and started wearing them on stage at shows, and I would just start tagging Dixon. And they eventually reached out and was like, yo, let's do something. And I was like, cool. I had a show coming up in Phoenix back then. And so they invited me out to their headquarters the first time. And we set up like that. We did a collab thing like for the Captain Autism flannel that we did for my special.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about the special. They're like, we'll make you a flannel and we'll also cut you a check to help you make it.
Mm-hmm.
So they cut me a check for $8,000 to like add to the balance of the Kickstarter because I crowdfunded that nice. Special.
Yeah.
So we did $32,000 on crowdfunding, and then Dixon wrote me a check for $8,000 because they said now you have an even 40.
Nice.
That's dope.
What is dope?
Just from loving their product and tagging them.
Just from loving their product and tagging it, and and they gave me a code for their website, so I'm like a brand ambassador.
Oh yeah, that's dope.
Yeah. So that's I get dope. I have so much Dixon stuff. Dude,
our Dixon whole house is mug. Dixon.
Dude,
Dixon I like their shirt. Soaps.
Dude, I
they
love
make their soaps.
They have great. I love their soap. They have
Jinx, you owe me some Coke.
They have soaps, beard oils, beard lotions.
Really?
They smells have good. Like bags, like work bags, like backpacks, duffels. They have slippers, house coats.
All jackets, like really fucking nice jackets.
Yeah. Dude, they showed
me. They got like thick, heavy flannel jackets.
Yeah. They have thick, heavy flannel jackets that are reversible.
I get those from Walmart. I got to check Dixon out. I like thick, heavy flannel jackets in the winter. Make you feel good.
I like hearing you say thick, heavy flannel jackets.
That's what I like.
Could you say it one more time, actually?
Thick, heavy flannel jackets.
Where can you get those at?
I usually get them. Well, you can get them at Dixon now that I know them. Hey.
Dixonflannel.com.
Oh, your boy's PR trained in this bitch.
That's a...
We gotta take a...
I have to pee.
I have to take...
That's what happens. And that's why we're gonna get married.
I can't wait. Destination wedding or around town?
I don't know what around town means.
Somewhere here.
Nashville? Oh, just somewhere here. Okay, okay.
Just gonna go stop at every bar and get married.
I thought
married.
That was like a colloquialism for something.
Yeah, like... No. Like, we're married around town.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was like a gay thing.
This whole thing's a gay
thing. Gay guys get married around
we're
town.
We're getting married. Everything about it is gay.
I love that.
I love that for you.
You guys going to hyphenate?
Finney McComb? McComb Finney?
McComb Finney has a little bit I'll of let you.
Ring
to
I'll
it.
Let you McComb Finney because I'll be on top. So you can McComb Finney. Is that how it works? How does that work? What's the...
There is a dominance.
There's got to be an etiquette to that.
Yeah.
There has to be like some sort of...
I'm on top.
Base
so.
Level. I'm on top, so I'll be the last name in the hyphenation.
Yeah. Things change in the relationship. They flip it around.
Yeah.
You get a new driver's license.
Yeah, you discover a new king. Like, all right.
You know, Sean starts making more money than you. He's like, I'm man of the house now. You got to flip him.
you make more money than me?
No. I just heard you doing business. No, there's no way.
No, I think you make more than me.
No, there's no way. We'll talk about it later. Yeah. Show me your bank account.
We'll see how this dry bar
You'll be
is.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the dry bar is going to really change things financially for me.
Well, it's sick. I mean, it may not change things financially, but it will have an effect in changing things for you that will change things for you financially.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It does have an effect financially because views equate to ticket sales.
Exactly.
It won't be a check from Dry Bar. I mean, it could be. I'm not planning on that. But yeah, all that stuff on the back end.
There's value. There's value in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That when I went from getting like the club, like the minimum checks to getting like the sellout, like maximum checks, big difference financially.
Yeah.
Big difference.
What is that difference in those checks, right? You're going, say, you know.
Okay, I'll say this. I'll say the smallest check I've ever gotten for doing stand-up comedy in a real club was $35 to headline. Because it was it was not good.
You ain't got to tell me the match, but I know it's good.
You had no guarantee.
No guarantee. It was part of a deal, like, where we did two, like, clubs as part of, like, the same deal. So there's a guarantee on the club the first night, but no guarantee on the club the second night. And I didn't pay good enough attention to that.
Interesting.
So that second show, I got, like, 40% of ticket sales, and it was, like, 6 or 8 tickets, and they had done like 4 of them discounted kind of thing. So it was like, this is your cut of the ticket sales for the show. And I was like, this is sad. I'm sad. I'm sad.
I'm Groot.
Yeah.
How many years in the comedy did that happen
for you? That check, that was last year. Wow. And then my biggest check I've ever gotten in comedy was this year. And it was 4 shows. It was a 4 show weekend, but they all 4 sold out, and they moved us from the small room to the big room. So we oversold our original deal.
Nice.
So there was like a bonus attached to that. So I got a check for $10,000.
Yeah, that was insane.
Fucking sick, man.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Also, sick, those dude. Shows ripped.
Those shows ripped.
Yeah, the growth in a year. It's insane. Sick, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like that's like there, and all that growth, but like that difference between that $35 check and that $10,000 check was literally, I put out 2 specials on YouTube between those 2 things. And those 2 specials on YouTube and like the clips and things I posted from those went viral on social media and upped my social media following and sent more people to watch the special. So between the 2 specials, I'm at like 850,000 views, something like that, between the 2
Fuck
of them.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, social media is so important now, man.
Yeah, so your important. Instagram popped off.
So important.
Instagram popped it off.
Yeah.
What's your comment section like?
There's good and bad. There's good and bad.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah. Are we talking about Netflix comments or just in general?
Just in general.
They're kind of across the board. Now I'd say they're a lot more. Right now, they're a lot more positive overall, but that's because I feel like I'm not popping in the algorithm for like new followers right now. So it's not showing my stuff to a lot of new people right now. It's showing my stuff to fans and, you know, people who are engaged and invested. Yeah. So I'm getting a lot more of those comments. But just depending on the time of year and like how my algorithm is doing, I'll get really jacked up, like messed up comments. Like I've had people be like, you should be institutionalized.
Jesus.
Stuff like that, like
it's crazy how brave people are.
It's
so insane.
Crazy.
That sense of like. Well, I mean, they know nothing will come of it.
Yeah.
But it's like still just. I mean, they just forget that people are human sometimes. You know, it's fucking crazy.
Well, that's the other part of it is because autism. Some people think I'm not.
Oh. Some people are like a conspiracy guys.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, fucking this guy's faking.
Is there a conspiracy theory on autism?
Oh,
I mean, do people have conspiracies about literally everything?
Yeah, but what's the one about autism?
There's a couple different ones about autism. There's the people who are like, who think it like that it's just for attention. Mm. There's people that think that it's not real. There's people that think that it's like vaccines cause it.
Yeah, okay, I was waiting to hear one that I recognized, but yeah, that one makes sense. That makes sense.
You think there's a tie between vaccinations and autism? That's a fun conspiracy.
We talked about it before.
Yeah,
but
so no. And what's funny is there's one doctor in Europe who like the whole theory originated from, and he was highly discredited, lost his medical license and all this kind of stuff because he was basing his practice off of this and was like mistreating patients and all kinds of stuff.
Oh shit.
But Jenny McCarthy heard about it, and then she was Jenny McCarthy, you know,
Jim playmate Carrey's wife.
Jenny McCarthy, Jim Carrey's ex-wife.
Ah.
Yeah. But they had like she basically was like, oh, vaccines gave my son autism. Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of people picked up on that, and basically that ran for a while and then was disproved, and then they found out like her son has like a different like disorder that's like autism related, but maybe
her son's not even autistic.
Might not even be autistic.
She's like, ah. Yeah. All right. Well, vaccines made my son this other thing. Yeah. Now.
And then I have a I have a joke right now where I've been talking about vaccines and autism, but I have a joke where I say vaccine, like the COVID vaccine is the first time in history vaccines caused autism, but ironically, it gave it to the people who didn't get the vaccine. So, and then I have a whole bit about that. I like that fucking, what's the, like the Patrice concept of like, you say something people won't agree with and then argue to make them agree with you.
Argue the
like
point.
Yeah. It's like one of those.
What was the theory behind autism and vaccines where they like crossover that we talked about was psychological.
Yes. Right? Yeah. There's like a psychological theory because like there's some parents who are like, if vaccines don't cause autism, then why is my child different after getting vaccinated? And there's a psychological theory based in like black and white thinking, which is common with people with autism, who like, especially in children, every day, like as you learn, you're developing like the building blocks of what they, the way they understand the world. And for most kids, the way you understand the world is like your mom, your dad, whatever, your parents are there to protect you, right? Mm-hmm. But so when parents lie to autistic kids, when they take them to get shots, and they're like, you know, we're going to the doctor, it's not going to hurt, like those kinds of things. Or like, oh, we're going to the zoo, and then you take them to the doctor's office, and then they get a shot. It's like, oh, you deceived me, which means I can't trust you, which means I'm not safe, which means they then internalize more of their personality because they don't feel safe around their parents because black and white thinking, you're supposed to protect me, but you let me get hurt.
You lied to me.
You lied to me.
I got deep.
So then they internalize psychologically and they become more shut down around their parents. So to their parents, they seem more autistic, but it's because you've activated like a level of distrust based on their black and white thinking that they've always had.
And they don't know what to do with that distrust.
They activated them. You heard it.
Jesus.
Yeah, like a sleeper cell.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Do you think it would be better, I asked you this, do you think it would be better if parents didn't lie to their kids and just be like, hey, I'm going to take you to this place and this is going to hurt, but it's for your health?
Dude, I'm not saying...
I don't think parents should lie to their kids at all.
No.
Like, even about, like, little things like Easter and Santa Claus and... I just don't think...
You gotta lie sometimes, though.
I don't think you should.
You don't think there's anything in this world that's worth lying about?
I mean, but what's the point in lying? Like, what does it do to lie?
To protect the child. If you were a child and you had a
but that creates
family
a
dog,
false sense of protection.
Okay, so I understand that it can, but that's one of those ones where you sit down and you explain like the difference between like a lie that causes harm and like Christmas. If you really think about the concept of Christmas and like keeping Santa Claus real for children, you're basically playing a prank with a positive outcome. It's a prank where nobody gets hurt.
Yeah.
You get treated, not tricked.
Yeah, I see what you mean. My thing is, like, I'm more so talking about, and I do believe that, like, you know, like, when I have kids, Santa and all that stuff, and if my kids ask me something I don't know, you know, I hear a lot of people talk about how, like, you know, they lie to their kids because their kids ask them stuff they don't know the answers to. It's like, if my kid asked me something I didn't know the answer to, we would both learn the answer.
Yeah, be like, I don't know, but let's look it up.
I don't know. Let's find out together.
It's a special moment.
You
know?
You don't have to like, oh, it's just this.
Yeah.
And it's just some bullshit you make up.
Yeah. Because
I think that, because eventually you grow up and you go, oh, shit, a couple of these things that I was told isn't true. And now I have to figure these things out. And it could, it can manifest stress. But if you're honest and open with your child, it can only make them great.
It looks like you're holding the hand of a child. Yours
are so big. I do have small hands, too. This is the biggest your hands will ever look. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Golly.
We did that last time.
My little tiny hands. How do you feel about lying to kids?
Oh, you got to lie sometimes. You know, it's necessary and good. And I think
that if your kids catch you having sex,
there you go.
Like, what were you guys doing? I was wrestling with mom.
No, you want me to?
No, I apologize. I just want you to ignore it.
You want me to hit ignore? Or?
Yeah, I'll do it. Gotta make sure it's still charging.
What the heck?
I was like, damn, there's a vibrator going off down here.
That's fun. Sorry, yeah, you gotta lie. You gotta lie to folks.
Very sorry about that. Mm-hmm. That was off.
You're good.
Do you consider like withholding the truth lying? Like if you just fail to tell someone something, is that a lie?
I think it depends on intent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think if you purposefully withhold information, then yes. If you just I forget a lot of shit.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, if you're trying to do, like, yeah, I mean, this goes to exactly what you're saying with, like, specifically, like, Santa Claus. Like, it's a treat, you know? If you're withholding information to, like, surprise someone or, you know, something like that, then it's not malicious, right? Yeah. But if you're withholding information that you know, you're withholding it because it could cause problems or upset someone or... And then that's lying.
It because it benefits you in some way.
It's everything you do can be bad if your intentions are that.
Yeah.
Sure. Even things that you do without bad intentions sometimes end up being bad.
Oh, brother.
That's the worst, man.
Brother.
That's the
worst.
When
you think, like, when you think you're doing something good or like.
No, just when you do things without malicious intent and bad things come from it, you know? Like
that whole, saying like the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Oh
yeah. Oh
yeah. I've never heard that saying, but that is a deep saying.
Deep saying.
Yeah.
Fuck, we're going to hell, Ryan.
Stop being so nice.
You're going to hell, dude.
Me?
Yeah.
Buddy, what did I do? Is it because we're getting married?
You believe the dinosaur? That's the first mark, I think, of the beast is done.
Believe in gravity?
Second mark.
Strike two, brother.
No.
God,
strike three?
God does baseball rules, man. So you it's like bingo. It's like a bingo board, but you just gotta get three, and then you're in hell.
See, I think it's the opposite. I think if you fly, you're going to hell. Because God made gravity, and how dare you defy his rules?
You think airplanes send you to hell? Airplanes are cockpit straight to hell.
Yeah.
I think so. Said I made birds to do that. You're not a bird. Yeah, you gave yourself privileges I didn't give you.
You're pooping in the sky?
Birds and
you
angels.
Think you, can poop? You think you can poop in the sky on my
You
poop in the sky,
dude? You don't get to do that.
That's the point of no return. Airplanes are a sin.
I think so.
The original sin.
And I vape on them, so I'm for sure going to hell.
The original shit. Yeah, I mean,
you go to the bathroom and do it, or you just do it in your seat?
Depends on what seat I'm in.
I was on a flight with a guy once. Like, it was a late flight, dark in the cabin, and there was a seat in between us, and I saw him just, you know, being all seat. I respect him.
I remember that flight. It's me. I also be vaping on planes.
Are you not supposed to vape in a flight?
You're not supposed to.
They don't mention it, but.
Like I don't hear. I never hear him mention it because noise canceling headphones. Yeah, you dude.
People used to smoke cigarettes in airplanes.
I know.
Yeah, there's still ashtrays in the bathroom.
Which is crazy.
My girlfriend's on an airplane right now. You think she's going to hell?
Yeah.
Why can't we smoke on an airplane?
Dude, if you could smoke a blow on an airplane, that would be the coolest airplane ever.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That'd be just working.
Fly private, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, but that's a lot of money.
I'm going to need a lot more of those $10,000 jets. Yeah.
Have you seen the ads recently on like Instagram where it's like, have you always dreamt of flying private, but you like it's too expensive? They have like packages where you could split with your friends.
Oh, yeah.
To fly
it's
private.
Like a timeshare for private planes, or they have like Uber jet kind of things.
It's interesting.
Now, I've never seen that.
Jet?
What? Yeah.
Like you can book a seat on like on somebody else's private plane.
That's so funny.
Like a just a Turo or like a,
not a private plane. That's just booking a flight, but a smaller plane. That's
yeah, I would.
No. It's like a it's
the
like
captain's
a, it's
name.
Like an exclusivity thing. It's like an exclusivity thing. Like you have to be invited to use like the service.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Kind of thing. It's like that dating site for celebrities where you have to be like referred by somebody else kind of thing.
Oh, that's a cool thing.
What's that called? Yeah.
I don't know because I haven't been invited.
So how does that? Know. How does that come up in conversation? Like, yeah, man, it's a hard time finding a lady. They're like, well, you're famous. Have you tried using famouspeoplemeet.com? It's like what, like, you know, just a bunch of influencers and then like some famous people. It'd be sad if you have that. You're like, oh my God, I didn't know, you know, Kanye. I didn't know Kanye West was single.
It's almost exactly like in like sitcoms when like somebody's mom is single and they're like, I made you a dating profile. You've already got like 6 messages or whatever. It's just like fucking Charlie Sheen finds out that fucking Ryan Phillippe is single and he's like, let's go to lunch, bud. I made you a dating profile. You can't be out here, you know.
Yeah, get you some.
Turns out people don't like it when you put hookers in a hotel closet. So here, meet a nice lady.
Whatever happened to Charlie Sheen? Is he still doing his thing?
I'm sure he's still doing coke, but
I just
what do you think his thing?
Yeah.
Well, I guess he's still like his thing to me was like movies and shows. You know, obviously I know he did cocaine. That was like the whole blow up.
Yeah.
But do you think he's still like, you know, active? Like, you think he's all right? You think he's doing good?
I don't know.
Didn't he come out and say he was like HIV positive?
He was saying a lot of things. He did say that, but didn't he say he cured it with tiger's blood? Wasn't that the big thing?
Wait, what?
I remember
the tiger's blood. I don't think that was related to the HIV thing.
I think it was.
It might have been.
For a second, I thought about doubting myself, but I'm doubling down. I'm going, that's a direct quote.
Ryan might
he said he cured his HIV with tiger blood.
Boom. Regardless if that's a fact or not, tiger's blood's involved somewhere.
Yeah, he definitely said tiger's blood. He wasn't talking about snow cone flavor.
That's the best one.
He was talking about actual tiger blood.
That's from the Tiger King? Like what?
I don't know.
Mike Tyson's from tiger?
From the tiger blood guy. He's got probably a tiger blood guy.
What do you use tiger's blood for?
Oh, you might be right.
Holy shit.
He revealed that he was, he publicly revealed he was HIV positive November 17th, 2015, but he had been diagnosed roughly 4 years earlier. So he was diagnosed HIV positive in 2011.
Wow.
Whoa.
And the tiger blood thing I don't think happened until like 2016.
Yeah.
So you might be right. He might have been like, I did have HIV. I don't anymore. I cured it with tiger blood.
It took him a while to track down a tiger who was willing to donate blood. You guys donate blood often?
I used to.
Nah, yeah. They don't want mine.
I used
they
to sell blood. Sweet.
You used to sell it?
Yeah, plasma? Like plasma. Yeah, because I have a smallpox shot. I have anthrax up to, I think, level 5 anthrax.
Vaccine or full-blown anthrax?
No, like the vaccine. What's it called? Is it?
We've been sharing a bong, brother. We got full-on anthrax.
I think it's an anthrax vaccine. Yeah. Okay.
You get vaccinated for anthrax?
Yeah, we did in the Army. They gave me a bunch of shots before I went to Afghanistan. So now, like, my plasma is, like, worth more money.
Gold.
Yeah. Really? Probably not now with how I've been living my life.
Vaccines are bad.
Yeah.
I heard vaccines give you anthrax.
I only know of anthrax as, like a powder that they, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I knew.
Bad guys put in envelopes to hurt people.
I was kind of scared to get those because I didn't know what they were.
Like, you're gonna give me this poison powder?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Do you want to know what's wild? We had that whole anthrax scare with like powder being sent through the mail or whatever, and now people mail people glitter bombs.
That's true.
Glitter what?
Glitter bombs, where you like open a package and glitter explodes everywhere.
You can also mail someone poop.
Fun fact about
you imagine getting a glitter bomb package filled with anthrax?
If I had to get an anthrax package, that would be the funnest one. mean, fuck. Give me something.
Just glitter and anthrax just everywhere, and it's like, surprise.
Yeah, that'd be way more fun than like opening the envelope and being like, ah, shit.
The creator.
You open it, it's like, boom. You're like, okay, I guess I'm dying. What does anthrax do to you?
Poison.
I think it does something with your airways, right?
Yeah.
So it's like asbestos?
Chokes you up.
I think it closes off your airways. I could be so wrong. I think it's instantly? Either...
No,
that's a long... Yeah. Anthrax is a quick thing.
I think it...
I don't think it is. I think anthrax is like...
gives you cancer.
I think it gives you a sickness.
I think it shuts down your organs or closes off
I don't think it's like a, oh, you're dead. I think it's like a...
A rare infectious disease caused by the bacterium Bacillus anthracis that can cause that can make people sick in different ways depending on how they are exposed to it. The three main types of anthrax exposure are cutaneous, intestinal, and inhalation.
Mm. Inhalation.
Yeah, that would be.
That's how you. That's the easiest way to get it.
Yeah.
Toss it in their face.
Pocket anthrax.
So inhalation is the most lethal type of anthrax exposure. The bacteria is inhaled and the spores germinate in the lymph nodes around the lungs where they multiply and emit toxins, develop influenza-like symptoms such as fever, malaise, and a non-productive cough within 2 to 10 days. Symptoms can be delayed for more than a month. Experience shock, hemorrhagic mediastinitis and airway compromise.
Oh.
Boom.
Hemorrhagic mediastinitis, yeah.
And death usually occurs within 72 hours after symptoms start. I think hemorrhagic mediastinitis is, do you guys remember in Breaking Bad when Walter thought he was dying because he was coughing up blood and they said he had just like irritated and like torn his esophagus.
Mm.
I think that's the hemorrhagic mediastinitis. I think that's when you start bleeding from your esophagus and stuff because you're coughing, but nothing's coming out.
Because the hemorrhage part of that is like blood.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Case closed.
Case closed. Now we know it does.
72 hours.
72 hours.
Yeah.
You want to kill someone quick? Where do you get it? This is like a Costco story.
Through the postal service. Yeah. Is
how I think you just ask for it and they just send it to you.
Hey, the P.O. box, we'll put the P.O. box up on the screen.
I think you ask for it. I think the FBI shows up and they're like, so we have some questions. And then I think if you pass, they just give it to you.
Yeah.
Pass. So like, what do you think about gravity?
Dude, fun fact about glitter. Do you guys know how glitter was invented?
Uh-uh.
One of the same guys that helped create the atomic bomb helped create glitter.
What?
Yeah. During
glitter
wartime.
Bomb is really the combination of two of his inventions.
That's what
it would be the best way to get an atomic bomb delivered. A little glitter. And you fuck, spice it up.
Oh my god.
Make it fun.
Yeah, it happened. They were like building stuff for like wartime, and the metal they were using was. Like there was like pieces of it,
like and
it was
shavings?
Shavings, and it was like metallic, so glitter.
Wow. And the guy was like, "I'm gonna hey, no one sweep the floor. I'm gonna sweep and put it back. My kid's having a birthday party."
Yeah, he's just sweeping the floor and then shaking it through like a sieve, like he's panning for gold.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Steve, but he's really having a fun time. He's
just
like.
The gay guy at the factory.
Yeah, imagine the first time. Imagine the first time he used glitter.
Yeah.
When it is like, boys, I have a presentation for you, and they're like, "What is it?" And he's like, "That was. Did you not?"
He went in for a promotion. He was like, "Let me give you some reasons why you should say, man, you should keep me here."
And
we can sell that.
Sweep it up. Bleeding from the eyes. They're like, this is brilliant.
Yeah, imagine the first glitter party is like metal shavings. Jesus Christ. Because glitter
sounds
like,
dangerous.
Yeah, it doesn't sound
glitter is dangerous. If you get that shit in your eyes, it can scratch.
Well, I imagine the early uses were probably more like the glue paper type.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Oh, we'll make this. These letters shiny on this poster board.
Oh,
go team.
Actually, glitter was used in weapons manufacturing first.
What they?
I don't remember exactly.
Probably filling shotgun shells or something.
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Metal shavings.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what part grenades it had in it, but it was used.
Frag grenades.
Yeah. Something.
What would you use glitter for? What weapon would you use glitter for? Out of a gay ray gun. And then shoot him. Like, everybody gay.
Oh, dude. Glue a bunch of metal shavings to, like, an arrowhead.
Hmm.
So you then think? You fucking shoot somebody with the arrow, they pull it out, there's a bunch of metal shavings left behind.
That would suck. Yeah, that's a good idea. We should do that.
I put it in a gun.
Yeah.
Glitter and then gun. You shoot, and then the bullet comes out, but it's also like, ta-da.
You're dead.
Ta-da! The ta-da was great.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Oh, my God. That would have made, duels.
Oh,
so
sure.
Much more interesting. Dude.
Yeah.
It's the big, you can't even see anything. So much confetti. Do you think duels should come back? You think two can you duel?
Some states, I think you can, right?
Really?
I think there's like two states where like
two consenting adults can fight to the death states. Or shoot each other.
I don't think you should be allowed to duel with guns, but I think that they should bring back mutual combat for sure.
There are mutual combat states. Like maybe I think Washington State is a mutual combat state because you guys remember there was like the real life superhero guy. That was like walking around.
The black dude.
Yeah. Washington and Texas are the two states where you can do mutual combat.
So he was
but dueling is illegal, but mutual combat is not.
He was
but you can fight to the death.
You can be, yeah. Well, you can basically, in Texas and Washington, you can basically be like, do you want to take this outside? Because we can go fight outside. It's legal here. And we can agree to fight each other and nobody can press charges. Because we both consented to this.
You have
to
have a third party, I think. But
yeah.
That's why I'm so tough. I came up in Washington State, all these scraps.
I beat the fuck out of a couple guys.
Mutual combat. That's why Rob and I had to leave. We kept getting into fights.
On the run.
Because it's legal.
Rob beat you. No, not Rob. You beat up the wrong guy at a biker bar. Mm-hmm. And you've got a biker gang after you.
Mm-hmm. Had to get out of town.
They're going to see this.
Well, bring it. Nashville, Tennessee, baby. Yeah.
Do you see how confident he is? Dude, he's wearing a hat with his own initial on it.
Is that why you wear that?
It's the Tacoma Rainiers. It's their the Seattle Mariners like farm team. And last time I was up in the Northwest, I was drinking too much and I bought this hat and then I showed my mom and she's like, that's perfect. The R is not for Rainier, it's for Ryan. And that's very sweet. She like refused to admit that it was after like a beer thing. It was a good time. It does help, doesn't it?
It's nice. It's good.
I'm so bad with names and I wish people would wear name tags more or like a little nod to their name at least.
Yeah. Name tags would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Actually, do you want to know what irritates the fuck out of me?
What's that?
Is when like hipsters will buy like used like mechanic shirts or things like that with tags on it. And then I just see a guy wearing a shirt that says Hank and I'm like, oh, what up, Hank? And he's like, actually, my name's Steve. And it's like, fuck you. Let's fight.
Yeah, you shouldn't be like,
yeah, let's go to Washington right now.
Ta-da.
I just throw glitter at him. Look, we're going to Washington.
Be the best way to
that's
do it.
Instead of taking your glove off and slapping them in the face, what if that's how you challenge someone to a duel? You threw glitter at them?
Oh, dude, I'd never get in a fight, dude. I hate glitter. I'd hate to have that on me.
Yeah.
So, dude, you just got glitter all in your beard. You're like, yeah, now I have to murder you. Where are we going
to
do this?
Oh, yeah. Someone threw glitter on me. We would have to fight.
Mm.
We would have to. I hate glitter.
Why?
Because it never goes away.
Yeah, it's so hard to.
Ever.
We have hair.
It never goes away.
Who would have known that the guy who also helped create the atomic bomb would create another thing that just causes a huge mess?
Oh, what a piece of shit.
Two of the worst things.
Yeah.
Two of the worst
things. Fallout. Both. Nuclear fallout, glitter fallout. Dude.
I just have a bit about that. I should bring it back. The glitter bit.
You think he...
About the glitter...
And the atomic bomb.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds great. That really does. That sounds sarcastic, but it really does sound
good. No, I forgot I had it. So sarcastic. I watched like a 45-minute documentary about glitter because I don't know.
sometimes you watch documentaries about random shit.
Dude,
man,
YouTube has some of the best documentaries.
YouTube's got some good ones.
Shout out Tommy G. His channel rips.
You guys ever heard about Chris Chan?
Oh, have we?
Magic.
That episode will never be released.
No, YouTube has some great documentaries, though. There's a guy named Traplore Ross who does, like, he goes, like, deep dives into, like, gang violence.
That's kind of like, what Tommy
some, like,
G does.
British white guy. But he, like, I mean, nice. 2 hours long, he'll go into, like, everything. It's crazy. Very impressive. Very thorough.
Tommy G will do, like, on-the-ground journalism. Well, he'll, like, go to, like, a hood or, like, a block, and he'll, like, have a connect there. They'll meet up, and they'll, like, he'll, like, live a day with them, basically. And
he did one with the Kia Boys.
Yeah, he did the, that's the, like, most popular one. Yeah, the Kia Boys.
The Kia Boys got my girlfriend's car.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Well, is that why she's flying?
No, she drives a Hyundai, but it has the same, like, exploit or whatever. Yeah, her, a couple weeks ago, her car got stolen, and then it was in a high-speed police chase.
Did you get the car back? Nice.
The police didn't get it back immediately. They, like, disengaged from the police chase. And then, but yeah, now the car's back. It's in the shop. But yeah, busted right out in East Nashville.
You think this
right
is
where
be
I told everyone to park by my apartment last night. I'm like, they probably won't do it again. I mean, you're probably
if you're not driving a Hyundai. Yeah.
They don't go back to the same place twice. You don't return to the scene of the crime.
They use a phone charger.
That's what I've heard.
They use a phone charger. I mean, I'm guessing. they use a phone charger to, they just, like, jam it into the ignition and you can start the car.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's it. They just, I mean.
That's the shortcut.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And people just do that. So all they have to do is get in. If they can get in your car, which it's breaking a window. I mean,
it's so easy.
Most people have a car charger already in their car.
Yeah.
Oh, that would suck. They used your charger.
And you gave them all the tools necessary.
Yeah. Man.
Why did the car manufacturer not catch that?
It's such a bizarre thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things where it's like, you know, no one's like, hey, has anyone tried to put an iPhone charger into this kid? But once it became a thing and everyone's doing it, I'm surprised there hasn't been, like, a big class action lawsuit yet.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people have gotten hurt.
Also,
by then,
I would not be surprised if it changes the way the auto industry does things. Like, you know how, like, banks will, like, now hire, like private security firms who have hackers, like, on staff who will, like, try to hack their bank to test their security. I wonder if now car manufacturers will be like, hey, hire some car thieves and see how stealable our cars are.
What a cool job that would be.
Come down to Kia Nashville. The Kia boys will be here today.
Yeah. Dude, could you imagine just showing up to a car dealership with a brick and be like, I'm here for work.
They're breaking all these cars.
Kia must be devastated that group of car thieves called themselves the Kia boys. Because it's obvious, but they must be like, God, you have to put our name in there, like Kia. I mean, that's all anyone knows about Kia, though.
Yeah, when I first heard Kia Boys, I thought about those hamsters.
I mean,
dancing.
To be fair, the only thing we knew about Kia before is that they were garbage.
Yeah.
So now it's like, oh, before they were garbage, now at least people want them enough to steal them.
Yeah, they've got street cred now.
Yeah.
You guys ever heard of Carnival Kia?
Dude, I want a Kia Carnival. this is no joke, dude. It's the Kia minivan, but they have an MVP level seat package. So the two middle row seats are fully reclinable, zero gravity, heated, cooled, massage.
That's sick.
We don't believe in gravity, so it doesn't mean anything, dude.
It's like an executive. It's like an executive seat package because they want it to compete with, like, executive level cars.
It's just a chair. It's just a fucking chair.
There's nothing to do with gravity. So what do you want to drive one around, or you want someone to drive you around in the
seat? I want one for on the road, so where somebody else is driving, and that way I can, like, preferably somebody else is driving, because then those middle two seats have drop-down, like, tray tables, we can be working. You can be editing. I can be editing. Somebody else can be driving.
That'd be sick.
And we can, like, with those middle two rows, and somebody driving, we can have, like, another comedian in the front seat. We can be in the middle two seats. We can set cameras up inside of it, so we could, like, capture our like road footage when we're fucking around in the little car vlog. And being silly, a little vlog.
You guys get silly and have a good time on the road?
Oh, yeah. So we're the silliest goose.
We have jam sessions. We'll make fun of signs.
That's fun.
You know? It's fun.
Yeah, road trips are the best. I love going on the road. I like the drive. Even though I fucking hate flying too, we tend to have a decent time on the plane.
I hate driving, man. Like, I do driving. It because it's a part of it. But, like, driving longer than 3 hours in one day, I hate it so much.
I don't mind it. I don't have a ton of fun, but I also don't mind. I just listen to music and make jokes.
It makes my head hurt because there's so many things going on that, like, I'm focusing on. It does.
I don't mind it as much if there's not a deadline.
Yeah, if I can mosey.
If we can mosey.
Yeah.
Like, if there's not a show that night kind of thing, it's like, okay, we have this show on a Wednesday night, and then we have another show on Friday, and we have an 8-hour drive in between. So you can kind of mosey along. If we see something interesting, we can stop, you know, grab a hotel if we don't want to, like, drive the whole drive all at once.
I like stopping at bodies of water.
Yeah.
That's what gets me through a long drive. I'm driving, I see a body of water, I'm like, I got to find the closest access point to that to get there.
Put your feet in?
I get my whole body in.
Really?
Saucy guy. I love to get wet. Same,
but running water.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I pass a river or something, I'm like, ooh, can I get down to that?
Let me touch that.
Yep.
I just want to touch it.
Yeah.
I love that.
I want to, if I can't get in it, at least let me skip a rock on it.
Yeah.
You know?
Why is that? Some people are like that. They just want to get to water.
I think it's a grounding thing.
Yeah.
You know, like the same way, like some people are like, I just need to, like, if some people are like anxious, they're like, I need to go walk around barefoot outside, like, and touch grass. I think some people are the same thing, but are like, I just need to, like, touch some running water, put my feet in the water.
I don't even need to touch it. I just need to be near it and I feel better.
Same thing. Some people some people like take a shower when they're upset for the same reason. Like, I just want to feel the water running.
Just gives them that release.
Yeah.
That dopamine. Mm-hmm.
I took 2 showers this morning.
Before the dopamine?
No, I was hungover. I woke up. I tried to
wake
up.
Did you forget you took one?
No, I just wanted to.
Dry bar release.
Yeah. I did get a little tuned up. But yeah, I took a shot. I tried to get up, too hungover. Took a couple hours, tried to shake it off, and then I took a second shower to like try my day again. You know? Let's try this again. Take 2.
A shower to start the day is so awesome.
Yeah.
A start the day shower is so good.
Does everyone not shower like every day first thing in the morning?
I shower every day at night.
I know women are different. I know women.
But sometimes if I don't.
That's true, because they have.
I shower in the morning.
There's no point for me to shower in the morning because I'm just going to get funky. I shower at night.
Okay.
So I wake up right before I go to bed. I wake up, I'm like, all right.
Wash the day off.
Bing, bing. And then I wash my day off. But sometimes, like if I'm in a rush, I can't take a shower. Mm-hmm. I wake up in the morning. I can't get my day started unless I get yesterday's funk off. Mm.
Yeah, you work hard though. We live different lives.
We love work hard. Everybody works hard.
Mm-hmm. Everybody works. Yeah.
I like a good evening shower, good late night shower.
Yeah,
I have like a color changing light bulb in my shower upstairs, so I have it on like a almost like a candlelight, like orangey.
That's nice.
Yellow, kind of nice.
Little music.
We'll set the mood. Little music.
Set the mood.
I have I put Dixon has like shower accessory things that you can stick up. So I have like a thing stuck up on my wall, like a razor holder and things like that. But there's a pocket on it that I have some eucalyptus stuck in. Because when you shower, the steam in the shower makes the eucalyptus smell all nice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Really?
Yeah, so I got a eucalyptus bundle in my shower the little dim lights. I got a jungle themed shower curtain.
That's sick.
Dude, wow. So it's like I'm taking a hot shower in a rainforest.
That's sick.
It's kind of sick, nice. Dude.
You a really hot shower? Nice. You got hot showers?
Cold.
Jesus.
Not like steam like the devil.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so not.
I start cold.
Yeah, not steam like the devil. I end cold. Not steam like the devil hot, but I get a nice steamy shower. And then at the very end of the shower, like when I'm rinsing the conditioner out of my hair, I'll turn it to cold. And so I get the, because for some reason, maybe my grandma was like, oh, the cold water will lock in the conditioner better. So I do cold at the end to lock in the conditioner, and then I just get like a little cold, you know? But especially at night, that last little I get out of the shower, I dry off, I immediately run and go fucking under the covers, and now I'm fucking bundled in.
Ready.
Which helps you go to sleep faster.
Helps me go to sleep faster. Yeah.
You're cold the whole time.
I start off like lukewarm. Just to like get in, and then I'll just start cranking it down to by the end of the shower, there's no hot water. It's like a cold plunge almost.
Wow.
That's during the summer. During the winter, I like a warm, warm shower. I don't know. I like that cold plunge feeling though.
I also have a jetted tub. Ooh. The shower is in like a jetted tub, so I'm excited for a little. I like a little bath time.
I'll do a little sit down in the shower. Close the thing, let the water fill up just a little bit, and then let the shower run. You ever done that?
Yeah.
A little nice bathtub shower combo? Yeah. Hey, let me tell you something, bro.
It's a big square rainfall shower. Oh, so that would be nice. Oh,
those are the best. Sitting down in the shower, a little water, so you kind of just like, it's like being at one of those kids' play things.
Yeah.
Like as a kid, you go to the pool, it's like a little
splash pad.
And you're just sitting there, you could think. You know, for you.
So that's actually, I'm excited to try. I'm excited to do that in this tub because it's got the jets and it's got like the drain. So like for overfilling, so I could fill it up like bubble bath. And then when it starts to cool down, I can crank the rainfall shower on hot and let it fill up with steam and just keep it heated as I'm in it.
Yeah, that's one of them. Some people would pay for that experience. Yeah. You know, that just relax. You're looking at me like you're against the idea.
I'm listening.
Have you ever done a shower tub combo?
No, I haven't. I'm listening and I'm learning.
Listen, I can't do it anymore because of how large I am. I haven't been able to do it since I was about, 14.
I swear to God, literally this entire time, I've just been imagining you sitting down on a bathtub.
That tub will fit you. That's a big tub.
The house that we put an offer in has a big tub, and I'm sitting there like, oh, yeah, I'm going to fucking love that thing. I love a good bathtub, man.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
So what I want to get, I've talked about this, I want to get like a shed for the backyard out here, and I want to get like a greenhouse style one. I actually found one that's like a combo. It's got like a shed room with like a normal roof, and then it's got a side part that's like glass roofed windows, like greenhouse. I want to get something like that out there. So it's all plants. And then on the inside of it, I want to put like a hot tub in there.
Ooh, let me see.
So you can literally sit in like the greenhouse surrounded by plants, hot tub. Chill. Maybe put like, because that the closed off room has like a sliding door, like a barn door.
Mm-hmm.
So put like a hangout area, smoke weed room in there.
This place sounds so nice.
And have it to where if I wanted to, I could slide the barn door open and we could watch TV in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Dude, this sounds so nice.
Have you seen the inflatable hot tubs?
Yeah.
They are badass. My buddy's mom got one. They're pretty cool. You get nice ones.
Yeah.
Fit a couple people in there.
That's what I'm looking
Good
at.
Good times.
Something like that. Like more lightweight than like building one in.
Yeah.
Something that I could put in like a shed.
Yeah. Yeah, they make some nice inflatable hot tubs. They do. They're nice.
I don't believe that.
No, they do.
It'd be funny just be super anti-inflatable hot tub.
No, I don't
that's
think
the hill you die on.
Yeah, yeah. That's my
hot tubs are like saying. Such bad investments, like real ones.
Yeah.
I've thrown so many hot tubs away for people.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people just don't, I mean,
you gotta clean them and shit regularly.
Well, no one knows how to just throw them away. So, like, people buy a house and it has an old hot tub that doesn't work. Or people buy a hot tub and then it breaks and, you know, they're super ridiculous to repair. Might as well just buy a new hot tub. But then it's like, well, I don't want to buy a new hot tub. So people just don't know how to throw them away.
So you have to get a little mini crane on the back of your truck to pick it up and put it in? Or what are you doing?
We different things. Sometimes you can disassemble them and then like get like the insert, which is like fiberglass most of the time, and cut it up. Or you can just, you know, get a couple guys, pick up the corner, throw it in the dumpster, which is the worst way to do it.
Yeah. Sounds bad.
Yeah, but you can. Sometimes it's the way to go. Sometimes you can't cut it, you know.
What do you cut fiberglass with?
Reciprocating saw.
A what?
A reciprocating saw.
Nice.
Yeah. I can see that We're not very privy with tool talk.
I'm not. No.
What's your favorite tool?
My favorite tool. Himself.
Come on.
No, I'm not great. I'm not a handy guy.
What?
Yeah, I'm not handy.
You?
Oh no.
Not a car guy. Not a
hammering stuff. That's me with a screwdriver.
That's me. That's what, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's me with a one of those saws you were talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, you push the thing.
That is a chop saw?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
The saw I'm talking about.
Miter saw?
You hold like this. Mm-hmm. You hold like a gun.
And the blade goes back and forth like this.
Oh, I've used one of those.
Yeah, those are sick.
Yeah.
The sawzall.
Yes.
Yes.
Is that a different thing?
Yeah, no, the same thing. Same
oh,
thing.
Okay. So you should call the sawzall.
Well, sawzall is because it saws all.
All everything. Even hot tubs.
Saws all, yeah. Most of the time, hot tubs, yeah.
You can, hot tubs.
Yeah.
Those things get wild. And then it can get, the blade can get stuck, and all of a sudden the whole thing is going, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened?
It goes, what?
It goes, wah, 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 wah. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. You've used one of those before.
Oh, yeah. We use them all the time. We have one. Milwaukee makes one called a hacksaw, where it's like, it's a sawzall motion, but you hold it like this.
Yeah.
And it's like a general trigger.
Bosch makes one like that, too.
They fucking rule.
Yeah.
They rule.
I love going into the tool aisle.
So much fun. Tools are fun.
They are.
Nail gun's my favorite tool.
I've never used a nail gun.
Nail guns are fun.
Oh, you demo. Why would you need a nail gun?
I had a Ryobi, has like a 16 gauge like trim electric trim nail gun. Ooh, so much fun.
Yeah, I've never had the need.
Do a lot of trim work when I was doing.
Did you?
Yeah, I used to be a project manager for a remodeling company, and so I would do all like the trim out work. All the finished trim.
Oh, fuck stuff. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Hell yeah. Just go post up in a job by myself. Everybody else is off working at the next place, all the roughing, and I'm just doing all the baseboard, little fucking chair railing, little fucking
Door frame.
Molding door frames, installing pocket doors.
Yeah, pocket doors are fun. They're usually a pocket door.
What's a pocket door?
Pocket doors where it slides into the wall.
Oh, I love a pocket door.
Yeah.
They're just nice little secret doors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, big fan of barn doors. Like barn doors.
I like the doors where they're like, it looks like cabinetry, and then you hit it, and it goes.
Oh,
it's like, like pressure
like
release.
Magnetic release. Yeah.
Those things are nice. Mm-hmm. Love a good door.
Love a good door.
I like a good stained glass door.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Stained glass doors are nice.
Like a French door?
Like, what's a French door?
French, it's the two glass doors that open.
What are the curved doors?
Just an arch door.
Those are kind of cool.
Yeah. Those I like those.
Little hobbit holes.
I think.
I like arches.
There's a lot of different kinds of doors, man.
What's your least favorite? What's a door you hate to see?
Wrought iron doors. Mm-hmm. I hate a wrought iron door.
Heavy.
Well, they just, you know, they're the ones that look like prison, like metal prison slots.
Same thing. I hate steel doors, like heavy steel doors.
I hate like a thin door on a bathroom.
Yeah. I hate one that doesn't lock in the bathroom. Yeah. I like to have a lock in the bathroom.
Are you talking about the show we did on Saturday?
You know,
did you use it? The door didn't even latch.
I know. I was like,
lock.
Honestly, you want to know what my least favorite door is? Beaded curtain.
I don't know what that is.
Like a curtain, but like a beaded curtain.
Oh, I love those. Like the hippies have. Oh, those are great.
I mean, they're great between like a kitchen and like a dining room, but they're not great as a bedroom door.
No privacy for sure.
Yeah.
Speaking from experience?
Yes.
Did your beaded door make?
Oh, it wasn't mine.
Okay. Did the beaded door?
If beaded door and other people in the house means nobody's fucking.
Yeah. Or I feel like a beaded door is like a, hey, I am fucking.
Maybe.
That is true.
I take it back. You are correct.
I am so fucking that I took my door off. So that everybody here knows.
Yeah, because everybody knows jungle noises happen in here.
I like the beaded doors that have a design on it when they're still. You know, you seen those?
Mm-hmm.
Or like,
it's got like Bob Marley.
Yeah, you know, or like Raw, or like, you know, you can make one like Dixon.
Like where it blends in with the rest of the wall, where the wall has a design on it and the door is part of that?
No, just the beads when they're still.
Make artwork. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you're like walking into it. It's really cool and makes you feel good.
You like ripple the image to go through it.
Saloon doors.
I like kicking open.
Saloon doors slap.
So I did a job for a lady who her master bathroom had saloon doors to go in. And it was like, you walk in, it's like, I'm in here to take a shit. You know, it's like you just get in there, you know, it's pretty sick. It's good.
Saloon doors rip.
Saloon. I mean, when I think of saloon doors, I think of like a cowboy movie and some guy just kicking it, and then Kyler's like running into the bathroom. Like, I gotta take a shit.
Yeah, but you're walking in there cool. Yeah. You're like, hey, it's my turn to take a shit, and you just, you know, it's just like
there's
a nice,
always a piano player.
A little tumbleweed.
Yeah.
If you've got a saloon door, you better have a tumbleweed. At least one. My grandma's kitchen had saloon doors. To get into the kitchen,
I just imagined a tumbleweed on like a ball of yarn on a string. Like you activate the saloon doors, the tumbleweed comes out, and then it retracts back.
Like is it Chuck E. Cheese or saloon
doors, dude?
I like those half doors.
That'd be cool the first like two or three times. And then like after a while, you're sitting there just shitting and watching the tumbleweed like reset itself. You're like, man, I am really an idiot. I'd have it to where when you opened it, it would go.
Yeah.
It'd be like a little pressure.
I put one of those like little shooting targets in the shower that pops up. It's another cowboy, and I gotta take him out.
You sit down to take a shit. He pops up. You gotta like.
Yeah.
This would be a really cool.
And then the paper. Then the paper. The roll of toilet paper falls out of the wall.
Yeah.
That's how you get it.
Mm-hmm. Every time you take your dick out to pee, you go draw.
What's a sarsaparilla? My toilet would have a bullseye inside of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Spittoon?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, could you imagine waking up to piss at 2 a.m., going to piss, and then a guy pops up in the shower, and you're like, ah!
Yeah, this bathroom sounds awesome unless you're, like, hungover or high.
Yeah, this is for sure, like, a guest bathroom kind of thing. Which is even funnier because, like, you know, it's just one of the things you wouldn't tell a guest.
No, you just let him find out.
Like, I got to use the bathroom. Like, yeah, go to that one. It's the one with the saloon doors. Yeah.
A cowboy pops up in the shower and says, put him up, partner.
Like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with your bathroom? It's badass, isn't it?
I couldn't find the toilet paper. You gotta kill the guy. You gotta kill the guy.
The guy came in. You didn't kill the guy.
You let him watch you?
I'd have in my...
You drew none of the 8 guns placed strategically around the toilet? You were just like 8 guns, no paper, and didn't put 2 and 2 together?
You gotta... It'd be like one of those old... orange toy guns, where like the cans, you shoot it and it shoots the cans up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, when you walk in, grab the gun. I'd have an animatronic raccoon and possum on the vanity. And when you get done, they'd be like, singing a little song.
I'd have that little bass. Remember the bass? The bass that sings?
Yeah, a lot of animatronics would be in my bathroom.
Yeah, you can never have too many in there.
God, I wish animatronics
were... Find an old Rainforest Cafe.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking that toucan.
Dude, we have a hippo at the one in Upper Mills. It's like a hippo. It sits in the water, and it, like, lifts its head up, and it goes, dum, 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 dum.
Dude, Opry Mills... Have you been to the gardens at Upper Mills? Like, that indoor...
The hotel. Yeah, it's awesome.
Was it nice?
Awesome.
You remember?
No, I need to go check it out.
Go check it out on Christmas.
Yeah, it's like a Jumanji-themed mall almost.
Cool.
Yeah, during Christmas, they do really nice lights. Like,
ooh.
They have this water fountain that, like, shoots water and, like, it shows images. But during Christmas time, it's, like, the coolest fucking place.
Yeah, there's, like, 3 waterfalls in there. They have, like, a little, like, a gondola boat. Mm-hmm. You can, like, take a ride around the whole, like, mall. Like, all around the whole Opry Mills.
Mm.
Yeah, and then in the center, you have to, like, walk over from each... The hotel is broken up into sections, and each section takes you to, like, a center point with, like, restaurants and...
Yeah, like a food court.
It's really cool.
That's sick.
Cool. But this isn't the mall. This is the hotel. The hotel has its own little stores, and it's very interesting. We had to do it... we stayed there for DECA 1 year. It was a competition I did in high school, and we got to stay there. It was my first time ever staying in the hotel. but it was three guys to a room. So we had to trade out. One guy in a bed, one guy in a bed, and another guy would sleep on the balcony. Because the balcony is inside the hotel, but it feels like it's outside. And you just hear water running all night. And it was the coolest shit ever.
That's sick.
It was so much fun.
That's pretty dope.
Come the end of the trip, everybody was like, no, I want to sleep outside tonight, man. Let me sleep outside. Because it was so peaceful and like relaxing.
That's sick. Is that it?
I think we're way over.
We're good.
Boom, we did it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ryan, shout out your social media one more time. Tell them about where to find your dry bar special.
I'm on social media at Ryan_McComb. My new dry bar special, Shambles, is out on Dry Bar Comedy. And then if you don't want to subscribe to that, they put up like a 10-minute clip of it on their YouTube. So that's where I'm trying to point people to. Is just go watch the YouTube video if you enjoy it. Subscribe to Dry Bar or just DM me. I'll give you my login information. Yeah, I don't know.
You can follow me at Kyler Finney Comedy on Instagram and at Flop Sweat on Instagram, where we make a bunch of silly little sketches where I'm blue.
You can get me at Sydney Stevens Comedy on everything. Also at What in Tardation on Instagram for the podcast and on TikTok. And if you like what you saw here in the main episode, we've got a Patreon /Tardation Nation. That's where you get an extra half hour where we talk up a little.
Yes, and you can find me on the road. I've got shows coming up this week, August 21st, Fort Collins, Colorado, almost sold out. August 22nd, the Denver Improv, also almost sold out. And then September 1st through 8th, I'm gonna be out in California. I have shows September 1st, San Jose Improv. September 4th, the Ontario Improv. September 3rd, we actually just added. I don't even have a ticket link for it yet, but it should be up by the time this episode airs. September 3rd, the Lab at the Hollywood Improv. So we're doing a show in actual Los Angeles. September 5th, Irvine, California. And September 8th, San Diego, California at Mic Drop Comedy. So I've got shows all the way through December. I've got fucking all sorts of tickets on my calendar. So go check those out at ajwilkerson.com. We'll see you next week in the Tard Yard.
In the Tard Yard.
There's a Hollywood Improv?
Yeah.
Let's fucking go. Nice.
What in tarnation?